It's a surprise to me. My wife and I love to live in this world full of books and words. And yeah, we have computers. Yes, we use email, but we are not electronic people. So I've been doing a series of books called Over the Mountains, Over the Rivers, Over the Coastlines with a small publisher in New York, Micaiah Press. And the owner sent me an iPad about a year ago, and he said, get used to it. And I've done that. When I'm flying my plane now, I'm often using the iPad to navigate, and I hate to say this, but I'm also emailing while I'm driving.
Is there a ticket for that?
Nope. But as we began to explore this new world of electronic media, we thought we could open these pictures up so much more. It's been fascinating to be able to lead people even more exactly to the ideas that are inside the pictures.
And what are the ideas you're trying to get to inside the pictures, Michael?
This app is called Wonders of Geology, and it's trying to use pictures to seduce people into appreciating landscapes. If you love a landscape, if you can learn a little bit more about it, the relationship you have with it opens up. If you can understand what made a mountain form, it's a little bit better than just appreciating that it's pretty.
So you've brought your iPad with you today, and you're going to walk me through your app, starting with the introduction.
The introduction is trying to convince you that there's this character who's going to lead you by the hand through these ideas. And just to make it a little more fun, we're going to do it from the air.
Okay.
The San Francisco peaks loom a mile above my home in northern Arizona. They've silently witnessed a long parade of Earth history. If only the peaks could share all that they've seen.
What I primarily wanted to do was give people a tour around the country and look at the areas in the country that are mountainous, the Appalachians, the Pacific Mountains, the Rocky Mountains, Basin and Range, Alaska.
And the app has sections so we can look at all those regions?
Let me show you one. We start talking in some text that describes here the Basin and Range area and gives a sense of the plate tectonic underpinnings of it.
Death Valley is intimidating. Not because it's the hottest, lowest downest place in North America, but because its rocks are brutally transparent. Nothing is hidden. Geology here is a contact sport. You want to watch rocks get up and dance a jig? You want to unmistakably see an active fault zone? Here's one.
When you look at that, Jillian, do you see a fault?
Is it the straight edge
right
here?
This is a picture of the North Death Valley fault zone, and it's probably going to turn into the San Andreas fault in time. But right there is that edge. And once you see it, you can't miss it.
Michael, how is it to go from being a book author to a computer app author? Does the focus of your work shift because it moves from the coffee table in someone's living room to a worldwide computer audience?
I think the real nature of a book is changing, because if you have a 500-page book that goes into metamorphic petrology, and you try to substitute that with something that is so evocative and visual, you're going to come up with a very different way of learning things. As a photographer, I put these in books and they sit there. And here you can lead somebody up to the revelation that this new media provides, because geology is a three-dimensional sport.